Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we humble ourselves under thy mighty hand, as you have me behind Calvary's cross, anointed lips of clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Holy Spirit, living God, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, salvation to go forth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We have your Bible, then I give us the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 17, verse 7 and 8, it says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers, and that spreadeth out her fruit, her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be anxious in the year of drought. Many shall cease from yielding fruit. Also in Philippians 4, verse 19, it says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about recognizing God as your source. Recognizing God as your source in 2023. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Yes, beloved, we all need sources in our lives that we can depend on. Bible says here in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 36, everything comes from God, everything exists by his power, and everything is intended for his glory. Beloved, A source means it is a supplier of something that we cannot provide or produce on our own. For example, in your house, if you want to be warm during the winter, you need a source of energy. That gas line coming into your house is one of your sources. Same can be said about electricity, also about financial sources, food sources, and government sources. Yes, child of God, sources make our lives easier, enjoyable, and productive. Those sources are subject to shortage and interruption and can be in short supply, but not when it comes to God, because God is the source and supplier of all. Beloved, when God is your source, the perfect and on-time source, for everything you can ever need or want. You will be contented of knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Remember, everything you need from God comes by faith. Yes, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also here in the book of Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in today and those that are tonight and those that will be listening at a later date, we are talking about recognizing God as our source, especially in time of need. Yes, beloved, the God of the universe, the God that sits high and looks low, the God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He is the provider. He is the source of all sources. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. So people of God, receiving God as your one and only source by faith, it is a reminder of letting us know that we can't do nothing without his help. Remember this, that the word of God will renew our minds and feed our faith and get us where we need to be in order to receive the supply that God has for us. If we allow it, God will be our source for everything that we need. Again, we are reminded that the word of God in Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8 says, blessed is the man whose trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by the waters that sendeth out its roots by the stream, and does not fear when heat cometh, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the day of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. So child of God, we all have human limitation, and we all need to put our trust and security in something that cannot be taken from us. Again, well reminded in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, or in Christ Jesus. So beloved, believer of Christ, your job should not be your security, because your job is a channel, but God is your source. God is your never-ending source for whatever you are in short supply of. Child of God, if your source has stopped working, God can turn on another source. If God closed one door in your life, he can also open up another without any problem. Yes, again, we are talking about recognizing God as your source in times of need, especially now in 2023. Recognizing God as your source of help in times of need is something that we all can learn from. As beloved, God is not, again, he's not limited to our abilities and capabilities. No, God is all in all. He's all the source that we need. in through his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. For example, bank accounts, they can rise and fall. Economy can go up and down. Stock market can go up and down also. But beloved, when it comes to Jesus, each and every time you can draw from the source, of all resources. Yes, Jesus is the love that we all need and the joy that will motivate and renew us and the strength that will carry us through the day, no matter how much supply you require. Yes, it is a blessing to recognize God as your source, the source of all sources. Yes, beloved, the spiritual meaning of source could be referred to as a place where all healing and creative ideas and energy ultimately comes from. It is not a physical place, but a place in your consciousness where one can tap into the emphasis of the life force itself. Bible says here in the book of Psalms 118, division 8 and 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Yes, time and time again, the scripture provides us with account of those who trusted in God and those that were blessed and those that were delivered. Yes, people of God, in our lives here in 2023, we can sometimes slip into trusting in man instead of trusting in God. See, the word of God has already been established. The word of God have been tested through time. Yes, the word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever and ever. We are reminded in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Recognizing God as your source in 2023 should be a determination for every believer of Christ. Yes, beloved, hallelujah. We need to recognize those areas of our lives that need a course correction. And we need to turn back to the one who is our provider. For example, if you own your own business, it may come a time where temptation for you to see your biggest client as your source, to be your source of income. However, always remember, as a child of God, what the scripture says in Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yes, beloved, remember God is your source. He is the source never ending source. He is a source that will never run dry, a source that will never bankrupt, a source that will keep on giving and giving, especially in times of our need. Yes, we can't, hallelujah, look on to our spouse as being to find happiness or to the government to supply our each and every need. Sometimes we as God's people even can look to different agencies as well as our employer to be our source for our needs to be met. Here, sometimes in life, we have to be reminded, beloved, that in the book of Exodus 20, verse 3, which says, "Thou shalt have no other God, small g, before me, because our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that has all power in his hand, he is a jealous God." So, believer of Christ, when we recognize that God is in charge, we are able to be fully convinced that only God is our source. He is a present help in time of need. And we know we need not to put pressure on people in our lives in 2023, because people such as ourselves, we have limited abilities and capabilities. Yes, when we truly get that revelation of knowing that we are truly free once we put our trust in the Lord, when our faith, when we stretch out in faith, stand on his promises to come to pass in our lives. Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he will do it. Hallelujah. So no longer do we, once we get the revelation and the confidence of knowing that God is truly our source, we can lean and depend on him. Yes, Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, "But those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint." So no longer do we put pressure upon the people in our lives to meet our needs in 2023. Because we know that according to Philippians 4, verse 19, again it says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Beloved, truly, you can be a blessing to others, and you can live a life of rest. This is why Jesus commands us, hallelujah, to not worry, and also tells us that God knows what we have need of before we even ask him. Yes, beloved, child of God, the God of the universe, the God that has all power in his hand, we have to be reminded that everything comes from God. Everything comes from him. Everything exists by his power, and everything is intended for his glory. So, beloved, remember that the meaning of source is a supplier of something that we cannot produce on our own. Yes, in our own strength, in our own abilities, we can go so far. But with God's help, when we look onto the hills from which cometh our help, put our hands in the Master's hand. Once we give our life to Christ, we're not our own anymore. We belong to God. And God will take care of his own. Where God guides, he will provide. Yes, we are reminded of the different sources in the natural. We talked about it. Hallelujah. The electricity that comes to our home, the gas, hallelujah, that comes to our home. Once we flip the switch, the gas that comes, that runs through the pipe from the meter to our homes in the winter when we need heat. We turn the thermostat and the heat unit comes on and supply the necessary energy that is needed to warm up the house, the apartment, as well as the church. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, because of natural sources, we are able in 2023, we are able to live lives easily, enjoyably, and very productively because of the sources that we have. Yes, we are subject, sources in the natural are subject to shortage and interruption as well as the demand in short supply. We see that even during this pandemic, the shortage of natural resources that was limited during the time of the pandemic. We would go to the store and there was a shortage, especially on paper towels and toilet paper shortage and other things like Lysol and Clorox and everything else that had placed a demand upon it. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, shortage was experienced during those times. And guess what? There'll still be shortage in the future because God has everything in control. Man, sometimes we look on the man and try to depend upon them, not realizing that man has limited abilities, even in the White House, the president, vice president, all of those in the political arena, the governments, hallelujah, they have limited sources to draw from. But you see, God is all, he's a never-ending source. So he's never, hallelujah, there's no shortage in heaven. There's shortage here on earth. But we can pray and ask God to manifest what our need out here on planet earth. But we must do our part. If we do our part, God will honor it. God is faithful to his word, faithful to himself. Bible says that his eyes go to and fro. Hallelujah. Looking for those whose heart is loyal towards him, whose heart is right in his eyesight, who's living lives according to a lifestyle that is pleasing to him. God is ready to manifest miracles, to manifest himself in a mighty way in 2023. But we as believers of Christ must recognize God as our source of all sources that bring forth resources to us in time of need. I'm reminded of the prophet Jeremiah that says, blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. So our hope has to abide in him. Our trust has to be in God and not in man. When we trust God, not half-heartedly, but fully, fully trust him, he can move quicker than a hurry in our behalf. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So we thank God for all those that love him tonight, those that love him wholeheartedly, those that are committed to him and to his word. Bible says for us to commit our ways unto the Lord, and he will direct our path. Our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that sits high and look low, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, our God, the one that created all for all mankind. Yes, that God, the God that has all power in his hand. He's ready, willing, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. But we must recognize him as the source of all resources, as the one that is willing, ready, and able to manifest himself, to manifest what is needed in our lives each and every day in 2023. Remember Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Recognizing God as your source. Recognizing him as the source of your Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. We thank God for everyone that's listening in, all those that will be listening at a later date. We just pray and thank God for you and for your family, your friends, and all those that is connected to you. We just touch and agree with you, whatever you're believing God for, that God will meet your each and every need and give you his favor upon your life. And in his time, will meet each and every need according to his riches and glory by Christ in glory in Christ Jesus. Yes, again tonight we're talking about recognizing God as your source in 2023. Brothers and sisters in Christ, again, we are reminded in the book of Philippians 4, verse 19, that says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Truly, truly, brothers and sisters in Christ, we can be a blessing to others, and we can live a life of rest. That is why Jesus commands us to not worry, and also tells us that God knows what we have need of before we even ask. People of God, when we come to the place in our lives that we trust God no matter what, and we stop looking to others to meet our needs, then we are truly free to live the abundant life. And God will never disappoint us. Again, we're reminded in the book of Jeremiah 17, verse 5 through 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart depart from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inherit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be anxious in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Recognizing God as your source of all resources. Child of God, God is the primary source of everything. Yes, beloved, when God gave us Jesus, he gave everything. Word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his whole heart. He gave all of heaven, all the security and protection we need for life here on earth. People of God, trust God first, above all else. When we look at the word security, which includes the state of feeling free from fear, care, danger, anxiety, and so forth. Yes, to be secure, it means to be in safe keeping or custody of a loving and awesome God. You see, when something is secure, it is not likely to fail or give way. It is firm, strong, stable, sure, certain, and reliable. You see, we walk in hope and with hope, trusting in the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. We now in 2023 have security for time and eternity. Remember, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Beloved believers of Christ, Jesus is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Yes, Jesus is coming for a holy people so that he might present it to himself as a glorious church. So be perfected in the love of God. Labor not for physical meat, which perish, but for that meat which endure unto everlasting life. Yes, beloved, that meat that you have as a born-again believer of Christ comes down from heaven. And who is? And who is Jesus? Jesus is the one that brought everything, that brought everlasting life. Yes, again, we're all reminded, according to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So ponder on the word of God. Remember that in Psalms 23, division 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, the word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, I have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God and prepare for them that love him. Yes, beloved, security comes from God. Remember this, that God, that you are special to him. And God and the Lord is our security for the time when we are here on planet Earth and for eternity. Yes, believers, believer of Christ, Jesus wants us, as followers of his, to be our security. So trust the promises of God at all times. Jesus says here in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27 through 29, my sheep knows and hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Wow. What security we have as followers of Christ. Beloved, you can choose to leave the hand of God whenever you want to. But remember this, that God is the one who gives eternal life because of Jesus' sacrifice, because of him going to Calvary's cross, to Calvary, where they nailed him to an old rugged cross. They lift him high and they stretched him wide. Jesus shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Bible says, without the shedding of the blood, there'll be no remission for sin. Brothers and sisters in Christ, remember Jesus' sacrifice. When we come to him, we come to him conditionally. Yes, sin can take you out of the hands of God, and you can backslide at any time. Remember, for an example, when we look at Peter and Samson, they did, and also others in the Bible, they did also. But let's look at Peter. Peter almost became the betrayer of Christ. He was on his way. But Peter did something as an example for all of us to do when we fall short of what God has intended for us. He repented, and he went on to work in a great way in the establishment of the early church after Jesus ascended into heaven. Yes, beloved, in the book of Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, be confident that the work God began in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You see, it is a work of divinity, not of self, not of man doing, not of man work. Child of God, divinity fixed you up on the inside, and salvation comes by the blood of Jesus. Beloved, you do not have to worry about backsliding when you live a holy life through the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, the blood of Jesus will work on the inside of you. It is called divine blood that was shed for the remission of our sin. And you are a partaker of the divine nature of Jesus Christ, who is your security for all times and for eternity. So again, well reminded, according to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he is our security from the beginning to the end. And that is what we have in store in Jesus for all as followers of his. Jesus is our everything, and everything wonderful belongs to him and also to you as a follower of his. Remember this always, you belong to Christ and not to man. So put your trust in the Lord in 2023. But trust him. Move out in faith. Stretch out in faith. Believe him. Rebuke all doubt, fear, and unbelief from your life. Remember that 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Yes, everything comes from God, and everything exists by his power, and everything is intended for his glory. So Beloved, remember, a source is a supplier of something that we cannot provide on our own. We need God. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit, because all three agrees as one. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, recognizing God as your source in time of need is a determination that we, as God's people, should strive for in 2023. People of God, receiving God as your one and only source, you receive it by faith. Remember this, that the Word of God will and can renew our minds and feed our faith and get us where we need to be in order to receive the supply that God has for us. If we allow Him, then we allow it. God will be your source of all resources for everything you have need of, from the smallest to the greatest. We all reminded what the prophet Jeremiah said. Again, here in chapter 17, verses 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by the waters that sent out its roots by the stream, and do not fear when he cometh, for his leaf remains green and is not anxious in the year of drought. For it does not cease to bear fruit. Yes, child of God, we all have human limitation, and we all need to put our trust, our security, in something that cannot be taken from us. Yes, the Word of God encourages us to believe, rebuke all doubt from our lives, to believe God. As the Word says, ask and it shall be given, and it shall be opened. Hallelujah. Remember that our God shall supply our every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, believer of Christ, again, don't make your job be your security, because your job is only a channel by which God is. But remember, your job is a channel, but God is your source. Your source of all resources. God is your never-ending source for whatever you are in short supply of. Yes, believer of Christ, your source. Yes, believer of Christ, if your source have stopped working, God can turn on another source. He don't need people's permission, because God owns it all. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He owns the gold, all the gold in Fort Knox. He owns the air that we breathe. He owns the resources that we use. God is a God of all, and he can open any door he decides to. So our trust has to be in him. can be in man, because man have trouble, have troubles in days while they're here on planet Earth. But when we put our trust and our faith in God, all things become possible. Man may say it's impossible. It only is a platform for God to step in and make everything possible, everything that seems impossible in your life to become possible. Because he is the owner of everything. He is our all in all. He is the lily of the valley, our great and morning star. God is good, y'all, and he's good all the time. And all the time, he's good. That's the type of God that we serve, a God that has it all, knows it all, a God that is able, ready and willing to meet our each and every need in our lives. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. So we just hope and pray that was something that was said through the word of God tonight that have brought encouragement to your soul, exhortation in your life, to give you a determination to go further in the things of God, to go further in what he has called you to do. Believe God above all else. And remember, he is your source above and beyond all other resources. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that topic today, recognizing God as your source of help. We can't turn to people. We can't turn to things. We have to turn to God. So please recognize God as your source. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Also, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. We love to have you. We appreciate your support. Understand that God is real. He is in control. He loves you, and so do we. God bless. Until we meet again, God willing, on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Love you.